Coach, big night going against Rifle, but let's talk about the last four games. It's been a great role. The team has really gelled and come together. And each game, I've seen the team get better, haven't you?
I really have. And, you know, we set that goal, and it had to be a goal like that where you just try and get better every week, try and get better, and to a point where you have a chance to be successful at the end of the game. And we have improved.
And it seems like, you know, psychologically, I thought maybe the team is so down that I don't know if they can rebound from, you know, really getting thrashed by Montrose and Fruita. But, mm-hmm. I mean, they managed to find it within themselves.
They did. And as we progressed through that surge, that storm surge, it was just amazing to watch them. And they just kept showing up to practice, and we coached them, and everything kind of just stayed the same. And then as we evolved, we got into some situations where we could have some success. And it's been fun. It's been good.
It has been an evolving process, hasn't it? With each week you find a new opponent, new challenges, and they've risen to the occasion.
Yeah, they have. And we've kind of evolved as a team. You know, we've had a lot of adversity this year. I mean, just from players not participating, we've had a couple of injuries, and we really fought and clawed and battled our way through this season, and it's been nice to end up right.
Which of the last four wins really stood out to you? Like, okay, I think we're starting to come together.
You know, part of it, I think it was a week ago down in Eagle when it was really tied at halftime.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been in that situation before, but really came out and just played really solid for a full game, and came back and was able to score and shut them down. I think that was a turning point.
And you've had some players that have had to make some adjustments, move to different positions, and it seems like the attitude is whatever it takes, wherever you need to play me, I'll get it done. Like John Forrestall.
John has been great, and he has helped us in tons of different positions. I mean, he's one of the only last week or a couple weeks ago, he started a quarterback and nose guard. That's
nose guard.
A tough thing to do for a guy. But we've had other players move around because of some injury and ineligibility. But, small-town football, 3A football, sometimes it's guys going two ways and learning different positions, and it's fun for them. It's good for them.
Making adjustments. And the kicking game, we've seen different guys, you know, auditioning for the kicking role, and you managed to get through it.
Yeah, we have. And we were going to – a couple weeks ago, we were looking for somebody in the stands to kick for us, but nobody showed up.
Yeah.
So we'll keep trying to improve that part of our game. But, you know, our punters have changed. We've just evolved for sure.
Yeah. Well, you got the Rifle Bears. I know one thing that's kind of stuck in their craw is the last two seasons, 21-20 losses. So they're going to be loaded for Bear.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the best team we've seen. Not only that, they're just the best team out there right now. I mean, they're talented all the way across, and they'll be a great representative to our league as a first seed. So they're as good a team as we've seen all year.
Damon Wells has done a great job coming back to the coaching ranks, and he's really helped turn that program around.
He really has, and Rifle's just such a solid school. They've got a great program going, a good weight program, and they've got it all.
So defensively, how do you prepare for the likes of Ryan Muller and Brandon Kittle?
Well, it's going to be they're going to get their yards, but the best thing we can do is just keep the big play down. They have a tendency to just stab you with 50-yard runs and just take the heart out of you. So if we can keep them and make them slowly move the ball, will be our best chance.
Is it they're not massive up front? Is it just their blocking scheme? What is it?
It's their speed. They're fast.
Okay.
They're just they're fast as a team. Even their linemen are. They're quick hitters, and they have an offense that fits their skill, and so they don't need to be big the way they angle block and do a lot of misdirection. They just need speed, and they've got it.
Sounds familiar. Something Glenwood you've had to deal with the last few years.
We have. We don't have a lot of size here and there, but we just try and work on our skill.
So offensively, what's the plan of attack?
You know, we will give the ball to Henry for sure, and then our young quarterback is going to be dealing the ball around, And we've got to get it out to our young receivers too. So we can't concentrate on the run or the pass. We'll be trying to do it all.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Ron.